Hi everyone, welcome back to Idol Talk, where we explore South Korean pop culture, one obsession at a time. My name is Nathan and I'm your host.
Hey everyone, I'm Ashley and I am excited for the new girl group that the Black Label is going to debut within the first half of this year. I want to show you guys a photo. It's going to be a 7-member girl group and 3 members are already rumored to be in it. One of them is Ella Gross. She's like that half white, half Asian, Korean influencer girl. I think this is her. Then we have Bailey Seok, who is like a very famous...
Wait, you can tell who they are without the face?
Well, I've also like looked online to see what people have said.
Oh, but, okay. Like, but they can decipher.
This is who I think it is. I think this is Bailey Seok, who is like a very famous choreographer. She's only 18, but she's choreographed for like Red Velvet, aespa, like everyone. And then there's a chaebol, like a real life chaebol of the Shinsegae group. I think this is the chaebol girl right here. Granddaughter of the chairwoman or CEO or whoever. But yeah, I'm interested to see how this goes. I hope Teddy comes out with something fresh. You know, they already have Baby Monster over there at YG. So I wonder how they're going to differentiate the two groups. But yeah.
And also, why is this debuting at the Black Label and not through YG, even though they're one? Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, well, more on that when things happen. Okay, Gabe.
All right. Hey, everybody. It's Gabe. Recently, I've been I just binge watched another BL drama. I'm still on that. It's going to continue through 2024. This one was called Breeze of Love or something. I think the genre is here to stay because I counted the number of dramas I watched in 2023 and it was like above like 15.
What the? This is a thriving genre.
And they're nice because they're a lot of mini series.
Yeah, they're short, right? It's very easy to watch.
8 episodes is like 4 hours or 3 hours total.
Isn't there a category on Viki for just like...
I'm sure there are.
Love dramas?
Yeah, there is, I think.
Yeah.
Especially across even like Thai dramas, C dramas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I only watch the Korean ones, but maybe I'll have to branch out.
Yeah. All right. Well, you'll have to keep us updated on your journey here. Okay, so we are back with actually our first episode of K-Bops for the year. There are several releases that we're going to talk about today that are within the last month or so, and we'll go over those. So Ashley, did you want to kick us off?
Yes. So my song recommendation is going to be IU's Love Wins All. This song released on January 24th, and it is her comeback after a two-year hiatus. This is the pre-release single ahead of her 6th mini-album, The Winning. This song was produced and written by IU. What's popular about this song is that V is in the music video, V from BTS. So the song itself, it's a ballad. And it starts off as like a soap ballad, and it ends in like a crescendo, like powerful instrumental at the end. And it's about love as a powerful force that can overcome any obstacle. So the music video, it has like a post-apocalyptic theme. And in the music video, IU is deaf and V is blind in one eye, in his right eye. And there's like a floating cube that like is following them around, like searching around for people. And the type of people that they're looking for are marginalized people. And V and IU are marginalized because she's blind, or she's deaf and he's blind. So they're running away from these cubes, and they're in a building, or they go in and out of several buildings, and they find a camcorder. And the camcorder, when they look through it, they see perfect world, basically. Like IU, V looks at IU and she's no longer deaf. IU looks at V, he's no longer blind. And they're going around, like they temporarily like change the lens of the music video to be what you're seeing, what they're seeing through the camcorder. And it's basically like their perfect world. You know, they're walking around having lunch with each other, and they're happy, like the post-apocalyptic world around them is normal. There's a scene where they go try on a wedding dress, and he's wearing a tuxedo, and they take like photo booth photos together. And then towards the end of the music video, the cube finds them, and they're like running away from this cube, and they reach a dead end. You know, the cube has them cornered. V tries to fight off the cube, and he can't. And then the cube basically like evaporates them. Like they just like turn into dust. And then their clothes, she's wearing the wedding dress and he's wearing the tuxedo, their clothes fall into this big ass pile of like just clothes. And so there's a lot of like meaning behind this music video. The cube is supposed to signify discrimination against marginalized people. It doesn't kill everyone, it only kills like marginalized people. And it's interpreted as various kinds of discrimination and oppression in our daily lives that we face. The director of the music video did a very thorough interview, basically debunking theories that fans have. And he says, these are just snippets of his interview. He says, the time in the background of the video is the present, but the setting on the screen on which the camcorder is taken is a world that was fine before it was ruined. The camcorder lens means the filter of love. It can also be seen as an important divide to see beautiful things of the world be beyond the inner or outer appearance of the people. Overall, it's a really good song. When I first heard it, I thought, like, this is a OST, which IU is really good at singing OSTs. I also thought that this is, might be controversial, but like IU is a very good actress. Like she acts
I
as
mean,
like
she is
her
an
second
award-winning
job.
actress. Yeah, she is
Yeah, she
award-winning
is.
actress. Yes.
And it's funny to see her next to V because he is not as good of an actor as she is.
Okay.
And then the last thing I thought was, when is Jungkook gonna get a collaboration with IU? Because Jungkook, out of all
He
the
has too
members of
many feelings
BTS,
involved.
I know he's like very openly in love with IU. Like in
Right.
a past interview, he said that IU is his perfect type. So everyone is collaborating with her, like Suga, V. I think, did maybe just RM have a song with her? I don't know, but like, I just feel like now is Jungkook's time, and maybe it's gonna be in the works. Maybe it's already in the works because obviously his friends know IU, like they could hook it up, get some. There's a connection there, but yeah. One last thing I forgot to mention: when she first tease this song, the original title was Love Wins, And there was a lot of controversy around that title because Love Wins is like the phrase that is widely used to describe the US Supreme Court decision to legalize same-sex marriage that happened in 2015. And so
Yeah, it
fans
felt a
were like,
little bit
keep.
pride. Yeah.
Yes. She was experiencing backlash because she didn't want her song to be like not associated with the pride, but like the song wasn't really about pride. It's just like love generally. I don't really know, but anyway, she ended up changing it
Yeah, it's
to
not
Love
about
Wins.
pride, but
Oh.
the title made it seem like it might have been, yes.
Yeah. Right.
I really like the song Power Ballad Vibes, another strong release by IU, first all kill of the year, as to what I saw. While I was listening to it, when I heard that you were going to wreck it, Ashley, I was like, is this going to be Ashley's lo a second love poem for Ashley? Because Ashley, I know you love that song so much. So I'm interested to see what her new mini album is going to come out with. I know that she, at least it was said on some of the forums, that she had written almost all of the songs, or had taken part in writing all of the songs for this upcoming album, which is basically unheard of these days. But yeah, I thought this was great. And if you can make a hit that is a slow song as well, that's even more props to you.
I really like the song too. It's, as far as ballads go, it's one of the better ones, I think. And was V actually featured in the song part? Like, did he
No,
sing?
no, I don't
No.
think so.
He's just an actor, a paid actor.
He was getting real up and close with IU, though.
Yeah, he was. He was.
Some of the armies getting
A little worried.
a little worried, yeah. And it seemed like they had like a lot of chemistry, not chemistry, but like friendship, like joking chemistry. Like they were very familiar with one another.
Right.
That's what it felt
It
like to
wasn't
me.
awkward.
No, it wasn't awkward. It's clear that they had kind of like interacted and known each other for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like people are allowed to put out content during their military enlistment, clearly.
This is during
Yeah.
the military enlistment?
I
Yeah,
mean, like,
they're
they're
all in the
all.
military. I think they went B
Maybe.
B went to the military mid-December.
Yeah, this is like he's been in for like a couple months. So I'm just like, they are still. Like, with all the stuff that Suga comes out with his new guests in the talk show, I'm just like, wait, oh, these were just filmed like a long time ago.
Maybe they're exempt from the rule where like you're not allowed to make money
I thought that
during.
you're not allowed to put out stuff because you're making money.
Or maybe he's like just not making money from it. And it's
That's
like a
true. Was it a
pro
nonprofit gig?
bono, like a pro
Or
bono
maybe,
thing.
yeah, or maybe his payment is deferred 2 years. Or maybe there's payments in other ways.
Or they paid him up front.
Were they paid?
That's true. Like
And he recorded it. Yeah.
before he, yes.
Yes, it does. I think the new album also is supposed to feature a NewJeans member, so I think IU
Oh,
is
yes.
collaborating with a lot of big names recently.
Hyein, Hyein.
This is just the pre-release, folks, so
I know.
we are getting ready for an IU year. Actually, in the end of the year episode, I had mentioned like we do expect to see IU hitting and batting in 2024. So, well, she has batted, everyone. Okay, and she's gonna come and do a tour.
Yes,
I'm gonna
she
go watch
is.
her, hopefully. We'll see.
Yes.
She's coming to the forum. I will try to watch her. I'm
Wow.
excited. Yeah, so I'm sure those tickets are gonna be in demand.
I know. It's gonna be like BTS. You're gonna have to line up and
And
get the pre-sale code.
it's only one night in the forum, so I'm excited. I'm
Yeah.
actually kind of surprised she's doing US shows. You know, she has popularity everywhere, but I'm still surprised that she's doing US shows.
She doesn't want to leave money on the table. I'm sure she has a huge fan base here.
Yeah, she does. Well, she's a
Yeah.
staple. That's the thing.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Ashley. We will go ahead and move on. I will go next. My recommendation for this episode is going to be Rise's Love 119. Love 119 was Rise's third digital single. So it was not released as part of a mini album, but it was released as just a solo hit. And to remind our listeners, Rise's concept as a group and in terms of their music is supposed to be emotional pop. I had my doubts when they said that they were emotional pop, not in the first couple of hits, but in how long they were going to do emotional pop and if they were going to buy into the temptations of doing something a little bit more hard hitting, which, I do expect them to do still, just because they are a boy group. But I'm happy to report that they have not bought into the temptation quite yet. And in my opinion, it's paying off. This song is, again, titled Love 119. And I mean, as per the title, I'm pretty sure 119 is the way that you call the cops, if not in Korea, in other countries. And the song is about, or it compares a sudden first love to an emergency situation. And in the music video, a lot of it is set in the school environment, and the boys are just kind of like observing their crushes and stuff. I don't know if that's like totally relatable for me, but it feels like it could be relatable to a lot of people in terms
Yeah.
of their experiences with school love and high school, junior high crushes and things like that, which was really an interesting concept. For me, I thought that it was just like a feel-good song. It kind of gave me, again, like it was like throwback vibes for me. I feel like this could have been a 90s or 2000s hit, which I really like. I liked how it incorporated the rap and the lyrical vocals. I think if I had one criticism about the song, I think there was almost too much layering in parts of the song when they sing all together. Like I was like, oh, that's a lot of voice. I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing, but it could come off as striking, almost too many layered voices all at once. But in any case, a fun fact about the song is that it actually samples from this group called IZI Eyes. I don't know how to pronounce it. Izzy. We'll call it Izzy. There's this group called Izzy, and they had a song called Emergency Room that they released off of a OST from a drama called My Sassy Girl back in the 2000s, which totally makes sense, right? Love 119 samples from it and obviously gives it its Rise taste, but it did sample from a previous song. Overall, the song did really well. It won their first music show win on M Countdown, and then they also, in that same week, went on to win Inkigayo, which was the first fifth generation group to win on one of the public broadcast networks. And also, it's super hard to win if you don't have an album because you get 0 album points, which means that it probably is the case that the song did really well on the charts. And we have criticized or observed that the boy groups were lacking in their performance on the charts last year, which I think is objectively true. Rise did really well with the song. It seemed like it had a lot of mass appeal. I was just checking the Melon charts, and it is currently fourth and the top boy group right now, which is super interesting. So I think that it appeals to a wider audience because, again, it's emotional pop. So it's not like people are yelling at you, which is a lot of boy group music. And is there hard-hitting choreo? No, right? But there still is a lot of visual aspect to it. Anyways, I'll leave it to you all to what did you all think?
Yeah, I'm glad you went over the music video a little bit because upon watching it, I was low key confused what was going on. And I didn't put together that 119 was like the emergency line in,
Oh.
I don't know, I just didn't, it makes sense now that you're describing it and it makes sense with the lyrics, but like upon first listen, I was just surface level, my understanding was not there.
I mean, are they
And
just yelling out a number?
I don't know. I didn't know what it was. I had no, like
Okay, I
I didn't
love
know what
that.
was going on. I was just going with it, you know? I'm really glad that their song is doing really well. I think that a hard-hitting song would not be the vibe for this cold, wintry February. And I think that the charts or the people have an appetite for this kind of music because even that new boy group at Pledis, TWS, their debut was not like a
Hard
noisy
hitting,
song,
yeah.
and their song is charting. So I think that people are looking for this type of music.
I think that the boy groups are finally, not finally, we'll see with the next one, right? But they're responding to maybe 2 or 3 years of questionable charting. And had to go back to like what is appealing, but also like what are the people listening to?
I feel like just making objectively easy to listen to music is a good first step, which I applaud them for that. I will say I don't like the chorus being a rap chorus. And I understand that like they need to give Shitara work because he's been out of work for so long. But I don't think they needed a rap chorus for this.
Yeah, the chanting 119, 119.
Well, that's the layered part that I think it's like so many people are included in that line.
Yeah.
The pitch is just very strong on
Yeah.
the ear. I could possibly agree with that. I like how they're sticking to what they said that they were going to do because so many groups don't do that. And I understand, but I think that they could really build a fandom out of this. And I think we'll see more of them. I think they're expected to release another mini album during the year. So we'll just see. And this was notably their first comeback since actually they had a member lineup change. Maybe not permanently, but at least temporarily. One of the members did not participate because there's a perceived scandal going on.
Wait, what?
Sunghan did not participate. He's one of the members. Yeah, there was just some high school love drama. I
Was
think
he in
some.
the music video?
No, he wasn't in the music video.
I didn't notice that he wasn't there.
Well, here was my thing, you know, it's not like I think their group was young enough where changes to a lineup doesn't necessarily dictate popularity.
Right.
Like a Garam LaSeraphim situation.
Yeah, like you don't. No offense, like you kind of don't really remember her in much, anyways.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see him again, like I don't know, but he's currently on timeout.
So I'm looking online, koreajungangdaily.com. He decided to indefinitely halt group activities in November. But
Yes.
I'm surprised that they didn't find this info before because
Yeah.
he's been a member of NCT since like what,
Wait,
2022?
was this person in the NCT unit though? I'm not actually sure that that's
Yeah,
true. Sunghan?
he was in the NCT Rookies.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of strange. Hey, Ashley, I liken it to this. You know how politicians, a lot of their quote unquote background scandals seem like really obvious, but you're like, wait, why didn't people like even know that until like
Right.
right when they're getting nominated for the whatever? Right. Or right when they're about to Take office. I feel like it's kind of like that. You're not really under the microscope until you're really at that level.
I see.
It's like lying on your resume. Like people are not gonna dig too deep into it until they have to.
Yeah, there's so much to dig, right? And you're only going to dig on a person that, first of all, like has the platform, and second of all, matters enough.
As an artist, don't you need to tell your company about these things so they can like get ahead of it, you know?
That's true. But then you're probably scared to tell them because you're like, well, if I tell them, even though they're like, oh, just tell me, we just want to help. Make sure that the
Right.
situation's okay, but also there's a possibility that like they'll cut your spot even before you start
That's true.
because they want someone clean, right? Anyways, okay, well, more on that next time. We'll see. All right, Gabe, close us out.
My recommendation this time around is a song from a newly debuted group called Vicha, and the song is their debut single, Girls of the Year.
Now I'm feeling so free.
Girls of the Year is like a dance pop anthemic song, you know, very basic, formulaic kind of thing. But I think what's more interesting is the background behind this group. So the group Vicha, it's a JYP girl group made up of six members: Lexi, Camila, Kendall, Savannah, KG, and Kaylee. And if you think they have American names, it's because they do. And they're all American girls. The group was formed off of a joint collaborative effort between JYP and Republic Records in the US through kind of this competitive show called A2K, which stands for America to Korea. And so the whole premise of the show is to have these American girls form a K-pop group that promotes in Korea. So it's the first of its kind to like bring the global K-pop trend to Korea and make like a K-pop group of people who, well, totally of people who are not Korean. All of the members are between 14 and 18 years old, and the program ran for like 22 episodes, which is pretty long. The whole premise was to like train up these girls so that they were ready to debut. It wasn't necessarily just to like pick the people who were the best. There is some level of that that happens, but so I didn't watch the show, but a lot of people who did mention that like in the beginning these girls were like not good at a lot of stuff. A lot of people couldn't really dance or like sing, and so a lot of they had to basically
Interesting.
learn through the show, and then the people who improved the most had the most star power, basically made it into the group. And I think there was voting too, but I'm not quite sure. So the name of the group Vicha is a play on words. It's derived from the Korean word bicho, which is to shine upon, direct translation. And so it's romanized as VCHA, Vicha. And their fandom name, they have one already. They're called V Lights. It's a
Oh,
interesting, it's an interesting dynamic.
because it's like bright or shining, that the group's name is derived from that, right?
Yeah, that's the whole idea.
Yeah,
So
yeah, yeah.
the music video, it like they have a couple sets. One of it's like a dance room, and then the second is like kind of a concert stadium stage, kind of a basic music video, basic song. I really like it because it's like fun and easy to listen to and kind of earworm. Something to note also is that they are opening for Twice on Twice's global tour.
Of course they are. Of course.
So they're going to be at five of the Twice tour dates. They've already done Brazil and Mexico so far, and
This
they
is
have three more.
wild.
So
That's interesting that Twice is having an opener. Because that's not normally a thing in K-pop concerts to have an opener. But, like, obviously, this is your rookie group at your company. You gotta help them out.
Yeah, there was some blowback online from VLights because they were like, why is Vicha opening for Twice when like you could just give Vicha their own thing? I don't know.
Justin.
I think it's fine because like they just debuted like a week and a half ago. Like, what are they gonna? They're not gonna do a global tour,
That's true. I mean, they could do
They are
like
very young. They have a lot of time.
yeah, they could do, what are those things called? Like that TXT did an S a showcase.
Yeah.
The small showcases with the
Yes.
games. Yeah.
Right. They could do that.
I guess, but that also seems like a very not American type thing to do,
That's true.
right? Republic Records, who is part of the formation of the group, probably also had a say in how they would promote the group. And performing
That's
as an opener
true.
is kind of like a natural, like a lot of artists, when they're starting out, start out as like opening for bigger names of people. So.
Right. I listened to the song and I thought that it was fine. It's just like a pop song, an English song. The song was really giving Fifth Harmony energy.
Okay, I was thinking that.
Yeah, like a international show that creates a group of random girls of different ethnicities. That's how I'm like processing this group in my head because the concept of a global group promoting in Korea is very new, interesting. So what, are they going to go on like Mnet and all the music shows? Is that the idea here?
So far, I don't think they have, but I
I
imagine they
mean,
will.
it seems like those music shows are getting more, they're expanding their audiences and like the type of people that are performing on there because like XG, for example, the global group that is comprised of Japanese members that performs in all English, they promote on all of the music shows. There's a shift happening in music show culture that is more welcoming of different types of groups.
Well, also they're a JYP artist, so they're not going to be denied anywhere if
That's
you have
true.
like a big name under you. Yeah, I thought that the song was good. Also giving Fifth Harmony, that's a really good comparison. Yeah, which is not a bad thing at all, in my opinion.
I watched their debut, or not debut, their like pre-release thing, and in the comments of the video, there was a lot of stanning for one particular girl who was like hitting the notes or something, and I can't help but think like, is this the future Camila Cabello?
Was
Like,
it the
are
girl
the
named Camila?
I don't know. I don't remember the name of the girl, but I just remember somebody was like being spammed in the comments as the girl. I can't help but think that the trajectory of this group is that they're all gonna go solo and do. They're gonna break up, they're gonna disband as all American groups do, and then they're gonna go solo, and one girl's gonna get really popular, and the other girls are just gonna fade away.
So when I was looking at the kind of description of the girl group on Wiki or whatever, the leader is Lexi, who's, I think she's like an Asian American girl. When I think of like Korean people thinking of global groups, I don't think Asian Americans really come to mind. There's two Asian American girls. There's Lexi and Kaylee, who are both Asian American. When I looked at the line distribution, the girl named Camila had the most lines, followed by the blonde white girl, KG.
So this group is planning for the long haul, it seems. Like it's not like a 1 year, 2 year thing and done. Like it's not just a project. It's like a they hope to really plant roots and be in this industry, right? Like that's the goal for this group.
Mean, I guess when you don't collaborate with Republic Records for like a 1 year thing, right? I don't know, maybe they do, but
I don't think so.
I had a friend who was watching the A2K program. I was so skeptical because there was like, I would see like high, like not highlight, like low light videos from the show of them just being like bad. but I guess they've improved a lot and now they're, you know, doing their thing. So.
For them, I'm excited to see what's going to happen because they are really pioneers in this space, you know? So we'll see.
They're destined for success because, you know, they have JYP and Republic Records. So, like, it can't go that bad.
Can't go that bad. We'll just see how good they can get, is the question. All right. Thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in. We are on Instagram at Idol Talk Pod. Please rate, review, and subscribe to us on all of our major podcast directories and streaming platforms. If you have any feedback or content requests, please email us at idletalkpod@gmail.com. And we also have our content directory, idletalkpod.uu.ai, where you'll see previous episodes categorized, including playlists, song recommendations, concert and K-drama reviews, and information about us. And it can be found in the description of our episodes here. All right, until next time, we'll talk to y'all later. Goodbye,
All
good
right.
night.
Good night.
Bye.